Joining us right now on the KRDO Newsline, Mark Waller. He is the chairman of the El Paso County Board of Commissioners. Good morning, Mark. I know during your meeting recently, there was a lot of talk and updates on coronavirus and the pandemic and where we sit right now in the county. How is the county doing? I know we've seen some uptick in cases, but by and large, how has the local response been to this pandemic?
Well, good morning. I think overall we're doing pretty darn well. We are still below that threshold of 5% positive tests on a rolling basis. So we are keeping it pretty low. I think we're doing well. We would, as the Board of County Commissioners and I think the El Paso County Health Department would like to continue seeing the state, the governor of the state of Colorado, continue to lift some restrictions so we can get back to more normalcy. I think that we've been trending that direction for a long time, and it's time to ease up the restrictions even more.
Now, with that, with the talk of restrictions, I know some of the data shows that we've seen some larger cases, numbers coming in over the past days, weeks. Is there a chance that some of those restrictions could actually be tightened up and some of the variances rolled back because of this little spike we're starting to see across the county?
Yeah, I mean, that'll be up to the state to decide whether that needs to happen or not. That's not up to us on the Board of County Commissioners or up to the El Paso County Board of Health. That's completely up to the state. I think that is a possibility, but I think once you again, there's been a slight uptick in cases, but when you start to consider all of the factors, kids are going back to school, people are getting out and about a little bit more. I think you have to factor all that in. The other thing they have to really look at is, what do hospitalizations look like right now? What do the number of deaths look like as well? It's not just the number of cases, but it has to be a totality of all of the factors that are considered before restrictions are increased or lessened.
And do you think that the fact that there's been no new stimulus deal, the two sides haven't come to an agreement in extending more financial assistance to communities? We just had the Small Business Administrator Javita Carranza on KRDO's Morning News, where she was talking about what has been done. It's still very significant, but at the same time, I think there are some businesses who are running out of that lifeline. Do you think that where do we stand in that need in what you're seeing at the county level?
Well, no doubt there are a lot of small businesses struggling right now. And that's something, we have to weigh the risk. You have to do that kind of risk benefit analysis, right? Those are all considerations that need to be considered as we're moving forward. What's the risk to the community as we ease up restrictions, and what are the benefits that we get by easing up restrictions? And certainly, having all of these small businesses struggle through this pandemic has been a horrible side effect of what's happening. Thankfully, we did get that, I think it was $125, $126 million in CARES Act funding, to which a large amount of that ended up going into helping keep small businesses afloat. But, that only lasts for a certain amount of time, and we continue moving through this process. If those restrictions are in place that make it harder for small businesses to be successful, there's going to need to be something down the road to help them, as this thing continues on. I guess what I'm saying here is, I think that initial CARES Act funding anticipated, these restrictions were going to be in place for a shorter period of time. If we're going to continue them, there's going to have to be something else to help those small businesses stay afloat.
Right, right.
And Mark, I know there's been some discussion as far as that CARES Act funding the county got, that you've got until the end of the year to allocate all those funds from the federal government. How is that process going?
It's actually going very well. We have identified more need than there is money, which always seems to be the case. So I think it's not going to be a problem, and completely transparent also, by the way, how we distribute those funds. But I think that that's not going to be a problem at all, to have those funds completely distributed before the end of the year.
And El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller, we're up against a little bit of a break. Do you mind holding on with us? We've got a couple more questions for you if we can come back with you after traffic and weather together after on the fives.
Sure.
All right. We will continue our conversation with County Commission Chairman Mark Waller. I know Space Command is another large interest for the community. We have that after a check of traffic and weather together in the fives still ahead here on KRDO's Morning News. Time now for our continued conversation with El Paso County Commission Chairman Mark Waller. Thanks so much for sticking along with us. And I know, Mark, a big topic of conversation has been the ongoing negotiations, kind of our pitch to keep Space Command here on a permanent basis. But that could be in question as more communities are saying, hey, we want a chance too. And what's being done from local leadership to help make sure that Space Command stays here past this six-year initial period?
Well, to give you a brief update of where the process is, I think initially the military had put forward a recommendation to the administration, and the administration sent that recommendation back and said they wanted to see more communities get involved in the process. And so after that happened, they reopened the application process, and I think it's 63 communities across the United States have made application to be the permanent home of Space Command. I was in Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago to meet with Pentagon officials and also some congressional staffers to talk about, you know, where we are in that process. And it looks like at some point very soon, they are going to weed that list down, that list of 63 applications down to a much smaller number. They didn't have an idea of exactly what that would look like, but somewhere I'm guessing between 4 and 7 communities. Then they're going to start some site visits. They're hoping to start those in November. And then after the site visits are over, then they will make a recommendation, send that on to the administration, and hopefully a decision will be made. You know, I think, you know, we here in El Paso County, Colorado Springs have made the case. You know, we are the right community to house this mission. I mean, we currently have it here. You know, moving it would come at a cost and some risks to national security. You know, we certainly have the expansion capabilities at Peterson Air Force Base to make this happen in a cost-effective manner. And our community is a community that has a long history of great positive interactions with our military installations, and there's, you know, obviously that would continue on if we get this mission as well. So, you know, the county, the city, in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce and many of the businesses across the region have, you know, been working hard to put our very best foot forward. And I think at the end of the day, you know, we've made that case, but it's going to ultimately be a political decision.
And getting to that, I mean, do you think this would have been a different process were we not in such a heated political climate and an election, presidential election year?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I've tried to think a lot about that. I'm not sure I know the answer to that. Maybe I think that it may have been a different process, but again, at the end of the day, it is going to be a political decision. And I'll tell you, I think we wish in the community it weren't, that it was just a decision based on the merits, because if it were a decision based solely on the merits, you know, we win hands down. There isn't another community across the across the United States that can compete with us. But, you know, there's been a history of these kinds of decisions being political decisions. I mean, there's a reason that Kennedy Space Center in Florida, you know, houses all of the launch capabilities for manned missions, but once it's launched, a place in Houston, Johnson Space Center, takes over. Well, you know, why is that? Well, that's because Johnson was the president at the time that those were created. And so...
So politics played a part then and is doing so in an echo of that now.
Absolutely. Mm.
Yeah, in the meantime, a lot's at stake for our community because you would be losing if we were not able to secure that command here. We would be losing quite a substantial infrastructure in terms of jobs, in terms of agency work that is done here.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that's the case either. So if we don't get the mission, if we don't get the headquarters mission, they're not going to move Schriever Air Force Base, right?
Right.
That's just, mm-hmm. Where all of that infrastructure is. So the mission's still going to be performed here. And there are several aspects to what Space Command is going to look like moving forward. There's going to be the headquarters aspect of it. There's a training aspect of it. And then there are the operational aspects of it as well. And I think at the end of the day, we're going to get something. Maybe we end up getting it all. That's my hope. And that's where I think we should be. But even if we don't get all of it, we will get something, whether it's a headquarters piece of it or the training piece or something else. We will get something related to Space Command. I'm very confident of that.
Yeah, it is a very fascinating topic, and it would be a huge boost to the local economy for sure. County Commission Chairman Mark Waller, thank you so much for providing these updates for us. We're up against the clock, but we can't wait to continue this discussion with you in the next couple weeks. Thanks so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
You bet. Thank you.